And a hedge also against a bad drive on expected expenses. So anyway,
I
have a follow-up question then, Lonnie. Have you...
Actually, I'd like to get on the stack to respond, Mark. Would you like to go after that?
Well, Mark, follow-up question. Yeah.
I'd like to respond to what Lonnie said. I asked to be on the stack.
All right, I'll wait.
I think it'd be helpful. So just to clarify, Lonnie's chronology is very similar to our own, whereas we worked this thing out with our manager. The budget that he looked at and went over with Ambrose and Eva was indeed what had been produced. The management and the LSB together contributed to that budget. The LSB, he's mentioned that an LSB member had volunteered to enter the data into a spreadsheet, and so that's this Terry Goodman who did that, and we've gone back and forth on the mechanics of it. As to the substance of it, what's really substantial here is those new programs, yeah, and that's really the substance of the CFO's objection, I think, to the budget. When he says one bad drive and it's gone, as he's pointed out, the $291,000 that's in there comes out the other end of this budget, and it is about half what we have by way of surplus. So we're not spending it. It's our surplus. It's our surplus that has been built up. The important point, I think, is that the CFO expressed a number of concerns in the budget that had been put forward. And those were the inclusion of some surplus prior year funds. What had been done in the earlier budget was there were surplus prior year funds that were going to go towards capital expenses, putting a new roof on the building and getting a new backup generator. People may argue whether it's appropriate to use surplus funds for capital expenditures. I think that's what they're for. In fact, we keep hearing that we have capital needs all over the network and the need to generate surplus. But we took those to heart, and we agreed, and we, in discussion with the management, that we would increase the projected listener support to the level that we achieved this year in order to be able to pay for the new programs, and so that we weren't using surplus to fund capital needs. So the surplus that is included is equal to the surplus that exists at the end of the year. The crucial things that, you know, we keep hearing about, we need new revenue. Well, we're talking about providing, as a station, new services to the community in the form of new stringers to enable there to be microphones throughout the city for people covering issues in their local communities and to build more connection to the communities. Training of volunteers at a very low cost, skills training, I think it's $20,000 in total. The outreach needs to be included back in this budget, and we think we can do that as a modification. So basically, this is the content of the discussion. Whether or not the board is going to agree with the local board's judgment that the station should be spending money in these new program areas, and I'm clear that the CFO does not agree with it. The general manager, in every conversation we've had with her, does agree with it. And so, to me, that's the content of the discussion, and I'm hoping that the National Finance Committee will vote in favor of this budget. Mark.
Okay. I'm going to avoid some of the editorial there and just try to stick to the numbers. So my question for Lonnie as a follow-up is, one of them will have to wait to the National Spanish Language Programming, because my question is, since the motion that was passed required that National Spanish Language Program emanate from KPFK, I am curious as to how or what financial support they have provided for it, since in fact we'll basically be launching their local program nationwide. So I do want to know what that does to the $85,000 allocation, or was there additional funds allocated for that program, which has already been required by the board. So I'll hold that till we get to Spanish language. So my second question then to Lonnie is this. If you have expressed concerns regarding this budget and the use of prior year levels at the degree that you have indicated, and you'd like it reduced, and clearly that's not going to happen between now and Thursday, are you prepared to provide a substitute budget, and then, of course, this consolidation, which incorporates what you think would be a more reasonable spending level for the stations? Because without that, the PMV will have nothing to go on but the consolidated budgets, which have unfortunately just been passed by their LSBs.
Well, my understanding, Mark, is that the liberals...
Oh, hold on, you got a weird echo. We can't hear you.
Yeah. Let's see if it goes away. Maybe someone can unmute. It seems to have gone away.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am contemplating presenting an alternative budget. I think, number one, I think it's that important. But it's not just that they're new programming. That's not what I'm objecting to. What I'm objecting to is that those new programs have incredible precedents that are being set. Now, here are my specific objections. I've said on the call before, and I'll say it again. I asked for more information on these programs. I did not get it. I sent an information request to the chair of the LSB saying, give me more detail on this so I can reduce my concern. But here's what I object to. In that budget is $4,000 in discretionary funds that the LSB has identified for itself.
No, Lonnie, that's cut. That's out.
Well, I didn't get that information. Okay. So that was one of the things I was objecting to. The other one was under the outreach programs, they had an RFP where that station was going to be making grants to external organizations. That is absolutely something I have not seen Pacifica do. And I'm not sure that the FCC will allow us to use membership money that way. I'm not sure the board would allow it. I certainly think that we should think very carefully before we start using membership money to make grants with an RFP process to community organizations. Who gets it? How will the procedures be done? What would be the sourcing? I know there's a lot of real issues there, because once you start down that road, and I don't recommend we start down that road at all, making grants. The other area that I had trouble with was that, remember, I had people send me these budget items out of concern. I wasn't aware of them because I hadn't gotten the budget. So I had folks send it to me. This stuff is in writing. The other area of concern was the training. You had trainers were going to get $250 a session, and people were going to be paid, I think, $50 an hour or whatever it was to be trained. That's payments.
They were going to get $50 flat fee stipend at the end of a 10-week session.
Yeah, well, we don't know how much.
Not a $50 an hour.
Well,
$50
I don't know
for 10 weeks.
I always said it was $50, so I wasn't clear about it. That's why I asked for the information. I didn't get it.
You got it at the meeting you attended at our station. You got the report dated July 21st, 2005.
Let me finish it. I only got a couple more sentences here. Yeah, so I also saw $12,000. The LSBK 2 years ago in 2004 spent $634. This budget is calling for them to spend $10,000 or $12,000. And I wanted to know, why is that? And I'm not sure that an LSB should spend that amount of money that way. I think the LSB should be raising money if they need to pay for a meeting space. I said, why pay for a meeting space if you've got the station? So all of that wasn't quite adding up. I expressed my concerns to the LSB directly. I expressed my concerns on the Finance Committee. I asked for more information, and I haven't gotten anything like that, the kind of information that allowed me to change my mind on it. So there are other things, too, in that $85,000 that I had some issues around, but those are the main ones.
But, Lonnie, that wasn't my question. I understand, and I appreciate the outline, and we've talked about it before. My question is, if you're the CFO and you also have the IED there, if national office in its capacity and in its role believes that there is some problems with this budget, and we're in less than a week we're going to sit down at the board, then what you need to do is make clear notes of what you have a problem with.
Yeah, I will do that.
And then you need to prepare a substitute for it, and be sure to roll it into the consolidation, so when the PMB sits down to vote, they have not only what will probably be approved on this by this body, but they will also have what you think should be approved by this body.
Mark, to clarify, when you say roll in, if this body makes a recommendation of a document, I assume you're not saying that that recommendation is then to be changed by the CFO and presented as what was approved and recommended by this body.
I said a separate budget, a separate recommendation.
Okay, that's what I wanted to be clear about. Thanks, Lonnie.
Right. I'll have my own separate report, Mark, about this whole issue.
Okay. Yeah, can you
not
explain
just Kay, but how we operate as a so-called network.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anyway, just the last item, Mark. I also agree that the precedent of a station taking a couple of hundred or $300,000 of money and choosing to spend it in a way that's not budgetized, right? There's nowhere where it's indicated to be capital or generator or roof. It's not anywhere in this budget. I think that the precedent of allowing stations to spend the precious reserves of the network has to be clearly discussed, and a policy needs to be made on it. And I also have a recommendation on that, too, for the PNB.
Thank you.
Okay, any further comments on the K budget? And just to say, we'll vote on these things at the end of the call, according to the agenda. We're just at about time. I would like to...
Can you hear me? This is Jane.
Go ahead, Jane.
So the consolidated budget that Lonnie sent to us, that's a little difficult to follow here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you... does this have the adjustments that you discussed? For example, the... there was the first item Lonnie mentioned, $4,000 for local station board, and you said, "Oh, that's been cut."
Yeah, they just to clarify, there's that budget line should be $8,000, not $10,000, and that is a Scrivener's error. We clearly described it. It's written in there that it should be $8K, and that is something that I don't think there's any problem to adjust. We took the CFO's criticism that we should not allocate discretionary funds. Our experience in the past was that things came up. The money is there for the GM evaluation, which is mandated in the bylaws and has to be done by the collation has to be done by a temp. It's for the town hall meetings and some meeting space. So that number should be 8,000. Those critiques have been responded to.
Can you include, since PFW does all that for free, can you include a little narrative that explains why KPFK needs 8,000 to
it's
do that?
If you look over in line, hold on a second, in column Y, that's described.
All right, thank you.
Column Y of the original budget that you sent us on Friday or something?
Yeah. It says venues, town hall, security, child care, board training have deleted discretionary money in the amount of $4K.
Did we lose somebody?
I'm here. Is it only us?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I keep getting kicked off this call. Who was just speaking?
I think you answered my question, but you did confirm that the numbers that are showing up in Lonnie's consolidated, are they the correct numbers?
Yeah, at least the bottom, the major lines, if I look at, you know, total administrative, total programming, total development, total cash and capital, all those match.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, without objection, then I'd like to move to the KPFA budget.
Well, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
For you and Casey, will there be a reevaluation at this upcoming LSB meeting of some of these issues that I've raised?
We don't have one before the meeting, or we would actually have revised that other development thing. We took into account, I mean, these are the same critiques you raised earlier. We agree with a couple of them, namely the spending of surplus on cash and capital and the elimination of discretionary. We disagreed on the cutting of the new programs. So,
what about that RFP, Dave?
Unfortunately, that RFP is in that other development line that, for reasons nobody's clear on, is zero, and that's what we voted. So I think the only way, I mean, we could change that here and now on my and Casey's say-so, but I don't think that's good precedent. So I think we're going to have to do that as a budget adjustment. unfortunately.
Oh, no, so the intent is to remove it? Or
no, the intent is to put it back in, but we need to talk.
Oh.
We have been hamstrung the whole way by the fact that our manager has been on vacation, and so our access to her is intermittent. And we're just going to, you know, you said this has to be, this budget is going to clearly have to be revisited, and it is going to have to be revisited. And we'll deal with those issues once we can sit down with her and run through each part of this.
Okay.
But right now, neither our outreach, 10,000, nor the RFP process of 5,000 is there, unfortunately. But the LSB intends to vote that back in. We just don't have a way of doing that formally until we meet.
How are you going to vote that back in if we're to vote and approve this budget and it's not supposed to change?
No. We'll do it as
we're talking
a
mid-year budget adjustment.
Yeah, well, not even mid-year. We're talking about bringing it back to the PNB as a proposed adjustment to the budget in the way that the PNB voted last March to adjust the budget.
You're talking about in a week you will have a direct proposal to the PNB on your budget?
No,
we can't notice a meeting in time to do that, and our manager's not around. So I'm talking at the next monthly meeting of the PMB. We would have had a chance to meet, to talk to our manager, to have our manager discuss it with the ED and with you, and go through all the processes for fixing that. But right now, it's not in there through, you know, just stupidity and error.
So January, you're talking, just to be?
No, I'm hoping that we'll have it done by the November meeting.
So are you suggesting a national policy where after LSB approves the budget, they can then re-huddle and put a motion and just change it? I thought we were adopting a baseline budget not to be changed.
Yeah, basically what I'm saying is that a budget adjustment can be done at any time by a motion of the board if this body approves it. It would come through this committee.
Okay, I totally disagree with that.
Me too.
I don't see any motion that said that. Can you tell me what authority you're using to make that statement?
If you look in your March 2005 minutes, actually it was the April 1st through 3rd meeting, that is what was done by this board and by this committee. And Lonnie on the last call spoke to the need to do a mid-year budget adjustment. He was talking about adjusting it in January. Those are the precedents.
That's a forecast. The budget is the budget is the budget.
This is Jane. Can I get on the stack?
Go ahead, Jane.
I would certainly urge the PNB not to take any actions on any mid-year adjustments unless this puts forward a policy for mid-year adjustments, because my recollection for those adjustments that were made by the PNB in March was a desperation measure, just simply to correct what was done improperly.
Okay, well, let's deal with that on our PNB recommendation section, because that is going to. Lonnie raised the point of needing to revisit this in January. I understand Marnie's point, but at this point in the agenda, we're dealing with station budgets. Our budget, unfortunately, can't be unpassed by ourselves. I could make a recommendation on this call to include $15,000 in that budget line. I'm a little bit loath to do that, but by the end of the call, if this is people's sentiment, then I would do that.
You're the LSB, Dave. You cannot do that. You are
pardon?
Not. You're not the LSB. You cannot do that.
Mark, if I recall correctly, you were arguing for the right of this committee to make changes to those budgets. That means any member of this committee can make such a recommendation and it can be voted on by this committee.
No, that's not what I was arguing at all.
I see. Okay. Well, it's hard to keep track. Anyhow, the KPI...
Wait a minute, Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I know that you, of course, work with that KLSP, but either we move the agenda on this, or you'll have to allow other people to weigh in on it, or we move to A's budget, because we're going around and around here.
Well, what I'm saying is that the votes on this thing, the motions on this thing, are later in the call under the recommendation section. I do think we should move on. Is there another comment on the K budget before we move?
We're just trying to clarify intent.
Well, sure, there's my comment. I still don't know what the FTEs are. I still can't.
Oh, it's 34 FTEs. Thanks.
And how does that relate to last year? Casey, do you know?
I don't.
so.
I think it includes a business manager that we didn't have for much of the year. I don't know that there's any new hires in there. Lonnie, do you know?
Development director.
For KPFK?
Yeah.
Actually, I happen to have that up sitting here because I did it for all stations.
Good. Why don't we share it? Please.
Well.
No.
Let me see what I've got here for KPFK. What I've got here is what the payroll was as of September 15th compared to the budget for 06. And I'm not seeing any basic changes in FTEs. Except for one, assistant engineer is not in the budget. And, well, whatever, I won't go through it. I see one, two, three, four, five, six positions, seven positions. Some of them are hourly, so they may not matter, that were on payroll, 9/15/2005, but are not in the budget for 06. Okay?
Okay. May we move to KPFA?
Yes.
Okay. Take it away.
All right.
Marnie.
I would like to really talk about the budget from the budget worksheet we sent.
Oh, wait, Marnie, I'm sorry. Before we leave, we've gone over by about 20 minutes. Can we have a motion to extend this item by 20 minutes to give a full half hour to KPFA and another half hour to WBAI? Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, it's now, I have 3:40, so we'll go to 4:10 before we need to argue that we need to extend time if we need to. Go ahead, Marnie, I'm sorry.
All right, so I'd like to, us all to look at the consolidated one that Lonnie sent, and for KPFA, it's line 212, and that is interest and other income, and it's $73,000, and that is not per se the way I sent the budget to Lonnie, and the reason is, and it's that discussion we had on Friday, that I do not believe that intercompany allocations of salaries are appropriate via GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles, to be accounted for as other income. That's not appropriate. And when I see that $17,400 included in there, I cannot tell when I look at the national office where that $17,400 offset is in the national office, because it's a salary allocation. It should be in the salary section of the national office. And if it's in the salary section of the national office, the salary section of the national office should be up by $17,400, and KPFA should be down by $17,400, both of them in the salary lines. And that's not what's going on, and I do not think that's accurate, and I do not support that maneuver in this consolidated report. And that is why the document I sent, which I sent to you guys last night, does not do it that way. So I'd like a discussion on that, and I know when...
Marnie, before you do that, that's kind of an accounting standard question, and we can deal with that as a motion.
Total income. Marnie,
I understand, but could we focus on what you are spending money on and are not spending money on, and then deal with that when on the recommendation side? Because you can make that as a motion before this committee in terms of the accounting standard when we do our recommendation.
Yes, I can, although I don't believe that we should have to legislate GAAP policies and procedures, for God's sake.
Okay, then I'll yield if that's what's important and you want other people's opinion. But I do think that we need to get to a review of what are the key spending categories.
I'm getting there. That's the only, you know, you were talking about flips and what's been submitted and what comes out the other end from Lonnie. That's the only light item that I want to discuss that way. And we discussed it on Friday, and Lonnie said he was going to check with Ross Wisdom or whatever.
Okay, Lonnie, can you address it?
Well, it's the weekend.
Right.
He's not gotten back to me. So I'm not considering this crucial. I said on the call last time, I certainly will be able to, happy to switch it. It's not a big deal. What I'm hoping, as we look at for these stations, that we deal with the real big issues, not these smaller accounting.
We'll get there.
Now, I'd like to start with those.
Okay,
and I spend hours and hours of time on small stuff that's not going to change the bottom line, that there's no disagreement over. I don't have a disagreement with changing it. So I'm suggesting that we adjust, we start with the big issues facing that station.
That's right. So at that point, then, I would prefer to go to the file that I sent to everybody yesterday, which is called KPFA Budget FY06 Lowest 9.13.05 Latest from LW 9.16.05 and to the Sum of Ops page.
Can you say that three times fast?
No.
Well, what I'm asking, though, Marty, is it going to be the bottom line going to be substantially different than what we have here? If not, then...
The bottom line doesn't change, but the salary line changes and the interest other income changes and the other income change. And the
okay, well, yes, that we understand. That'll be about $17,000.
That's right.
But introducing that other spreadsheet, I don't want to have to discuss two.
Right.
I'd rather stick with one.
That's right. That's why I would like us to now please move to the budget that I submitted, which does have comparisons.
Well...
Yeah, let's do that, Lonnie.
Well, hold on, though. The budget that was passed by the LSB is the question I'm asking. Which one of these? Was it yours or was it the one I'm working with?
It's the same thing, Lonnie. You know damn well what I sent to you. Come on. The only difference is, that's what I'm saying, the only difference is the way you're accounting for the 17 and the way I accounted it for the 17. It's the same darn numbers other than that. And the thing is that what I've sent at least has comparisons and all sorts of subsidiary charts, which I consider helpful.
Right.
You really want to talk about it.
Okay, but I just don't want to get into it. Fine. I mean, it's the other committee people want to go into. But that budget is much more difficult to get into, and it's complicated. And it's not the budget that I got from whoever sent it to me as the one passed by the LSB. So I'm wanting to stick with what was passed by the LSB.
Lonnie, that is not true. Your numbers in this consolidated you've sent match 100% with mine, except for that and except for the way that you account for the surplus prior year and the way I do it.
I'm just asking a simple question, Marty. Which one was passed by the LSB?
The one that I sent you yesterday, the one that I sent to the full LSB yesterday, it's the same thing I sent to you the day before.
Okay. All right.
The one I sent you on Friday was full with links. The one I sent yesterday to the NFC was a values only without links. I don't care which version people look at. Nothing else has changed.
Okay.
I know how you feel.
Howdy, folks. This is Sandy sneaking in,
hey,
as usual. Sorry about that.
Just for reference, it's not good to announce yourself if you're trying to sneak.
See?
Yeah, well, you know.
Dave, where are we?
We're waiting for Lonnie and Marnie to open the same file so we can proceed with the discussion.
I'm hoping other people do or that they have it printed out. I can speak to...
I have it here.
I can speak to printed copies.
Does anybody not have it?
I don't have it because I'm not at a computer where I can... if you want to send it to me now, but we're on stream, so you'd be giving out somebody else's email address.
Can you email me at dadelson@ucla.edu what email you'd like it sent to, and I'll send it to you?
We can just forward it to you, Teresa. Do you want this forwarded to you?
I'm not at home.
Yeah, just Teresa, send me the email address you want it forwarded to, and I'll do it.
dadelson@ucla.edu?
That's my email address.
All right,
yeah,
I'll do it.
Anybody listening to this stream?
Thank you.
Mr. I'd like to get on the stack for KPFA whenever we...
Sure. You'll be the first person after Marnie's finished with her presentation. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Does Sandy need it also?
Sandy, do you have what Marnie sent around?
I'm looking. When did you send it? What time?
I sent it yesterday.
I have it. Well, I have something here, 9:18.
That's what I sent was Saturday, 9:17 at 10:56 p.m. Pacific time. And there's three files. There's the GM's report in Word document. There's a comparison of the five different versions we wrestled with. And then there's the actual budget that we approved.
It was 9:17 or 9:16, Marnie?
9:17.
I don't believe I have them then.
I'll send it to you again.
Okay. I have a lot of mail from you, but nothing those days.
It was 9:18.
Well, it's the time difference. I send it at 11 o'clock Pacific time. You receive it 1 o'clock Central time. I bet that's it.
I've got something from you 1 o'clock on the 18th.
All right. And does it start by saying confidential KPFA budget approved?
It does, yes.
Subject, that's the one.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good.
Waiting for Lonnie?
No, I'm here.
Actually, that email has two Excel files.
Right, and a Word file.
Which one is it that you want us looking at?
The one that says KPFA budget FY06 lowest
latest. Got it.
That's the one. Okay, so let me go ahead and start talking then. The total income, the listener support line is 2% lower than what the July forecast is projected to be, and I think that's a good thing. It is 3% better than the 04 audited listener support line. The total income is 3% better than this year's July forecast and 7% better than the 04 actuals. The salaries are 1% more than this year's forecast, 11% more than this year's budget, and 15% more than the prior year actuals. This budget includes, in terms of salaries, it includes no raises for non-union people at all. It includes raises for union people in something called a contingency for union negotiation, which is, if you're looking at it online, it's line 29, and that's almost $40,000. It's $39,000. Then the total operating expenses are 1% more than this year actual, 12% more than the 05 budget, and 13% more than the 04 actuals. The excess operating income before central services, let me just go to after central. Well, no, let me mention central services. Central services in this budget comes in at 714, so it's slightly lower than this year, which is projected to be forecast to be 728, and that's because the listener support line is down a little bit. I'm pointing that out because I know that listener support is very important to the national. Central services is very important to the national office, and so this tightens their belt in what they're supposed to get from us in this section. It's 4% better than what we paid in 04 actual, and it's 2% less than what we think we might pay in 05. Then our total operating expenses, including central services, are 1% less than this year, 10% more than the 05 budget, and 11% more than the prior year. The net excess income before cash and capital, $440,000 for next year, is 81% better than this year's forecast, 40% worse than this year's budget, because the budget, when 05 was budgeted, we thought we would be having net excess income of $727,000. The 05 forecast says that we're only going to have $243,000. So that is why that big swing there. And then it's $119,000 less than the 04 actual. Then I'd like to point everyone's attention to that FTE line, which is, if you're looking at on the computer, it's number 48, line 48. The FTEs in this budget are 42.7. 05 actual is 44.3, but that includes severance to the former GM, who's counted as one head for all intents and purposes. The 05 budget was 37.7 heads. We don't know what 04 actual is, but there is another tab in here that gets at what it was in 02. And for those of you who have it printed out, I redirect you to page 23. For those of you who are looking at it on the computer, it's the tab called Salary Compare. And I would like to point everyone to that tab because I personally would like this information completed for all the other stations as well. I personally find it very helpful to see what the other stations are doing, and I would hope that you do also. So if you're at that tab, you'll see that back in 2002, our FTEs were 29, and our salaries and related as a percent of listener support was 43%. Now it's moving up to 65.1% of listener support. And in salaries and related as a percent of total income, it's moved from 36% in 02 to 49% in 06. That's kind of similar to the 05 forecast actual, but these are unprecedented high levels. And those of us who did not vote for this budget have great concerns about the FTEs and about the way the salaries are growing for the unionized staff on the backs of, in my words, and this would not be what the GM would say, and the GM's report is there for those of you to read and print out, on the backs of non-union paid employees and unpaid staff. Then to move, we get into cash and capital, and we're projecting net cash and capital outlays of $249,000. 05 actual is $181,000. The budget was $293,000. So when we go to that net surplus deficit before depreciation line in the sum of ops tab, line 65 if you're in the sum of ops tab, you'll see that we were budgeted in 05 to bring in 433 in net surplus after cash and capital. This year we're going to come in at 62, and in fact we're there are some things that are going to adjust 05 down, but apparently revenues are coming in a bit better than were forecast in July. But the important thing is the way we're managing to get to wherever it is we're getting in 05 is because we didn't spend hardly any capital. So it was sort of budgeted as a pad. It wasn't used. I don't think it was wise that it wasn't used, but that's how we're getting to 05. And 06, we've got the $190,000 in cash and capital, and I think those are good and fair numbers that are in there for the cash and capital outlays of $249,000. Then, using the formula that Lonnie has given us, our one-month reserve should be equal to the annual operating expense, an annual central service, and an annual cash and capital divided by 12. Our 1 month reserve should be $379,000. It's only going to be $190,000, so we would be asking for a waiver of about $189,000, which is a 50% waiver. So in other words, we're basically projecting to deliver a half a month surplus rather than a 1 month surplus. People feel that that's fine because we've got roughly $700,000 in the bank. But I point you to the 05 number, 05 forecast, where our shortfall from the one-month reserve is $315,000, or 84% of a month of operating not covered in the 05 forecast. So we've got this year with $315,000 against this target of what an operating surplus should be, built onto the way the 06 budget is built with another $190,000. And granted, we probably will not have to use the $315,000 that's here for 05, or if we do, it'll be very temporarily just to cover a few things in October before October monies come in. So it is sort of a statistical number rather than an actual cash going to be used number, but there it is. Then I think the next thing that I pointed out when I was presenting this yesterday and that I would like to point out again is if I could get people to go to page 14, the tab called Fund Drives. And in the top there, it shows the history of back in 01, we used to do fund drives of 45 days and generate an average of $31,000. Then we did 43 days, 52 days in 03, 60 days in 04, 60.75 days in 05, and the 05 daily average pledge is about $51,000, almost $52,000. Last year it was about $51,000. Now, when you look at 06, the way this is laid out, it's projected that we will do 59 days, which is wonderful. It's less than what we've done this year and last by one. But the daily average is $55,000 a day. Now, that $55,000 a day number hasn't been seen since 2002 and 2003. So if you say, okay, well, what would be the number of days that would be required to have Fund Drive, if all goes well, to generate the kind of level of daily average money that we've been receiving in 04 and in 05, then you're up to 64 days. And the concern that some of us have is about, are we getting into donor fatigue territory? I know that even in 05, when the summer mini drive was on, we heard grumbling about donor fatigue. Now, those of us who are concerned about the revenue in this budget are concerned about it because in the listener support category, we feel that we are not at all comfortable that we can keep generating listener support at these high levels. Other people disagree with us. But I will say that LaVarne and I both see this eye to eye. And the concern is, not only is the economy difficult, where people, as another member of our LSB said yesterday, he used to fill up his gas tank for $20, now he's filling it up for $50. Then there are things like Katrina, where people are pouring out their heart and their money to causes like that. And then the KPFA situation has become extremely complicated because of the problems with the GM and the staff and the LSB getting involved in keeping the general manager and the staff doing all sorts of negative smear campaigning and having their own website and deluging not only the LSB with listeners who they have given, in my opinion, misinformation to, but I believe that everybody on the PNB has also been getting some of these emails. Have you not?
Oh, is there something happening at KPFA? Yeah, we've been getting those.
All right. Okay. So those things concern us, and we feel that there are...
KPFA?
At KPFA.
Oh, yes.
Well, you'd need to be a PNV member to be getting these. So I think the other treasurers would not be getting this deluge of emails from listeners who are listening to the KPFAWorker.org site and then bombarding us with...
But the bottom line is you're saying that you expect that publicity is going to reduce...
we're concerned about that. We're very concerned about that. That there are people who... Some people, listeners, are turned off because they think the GM should be let go, that the GM's terrible... And the staff is wonderful.
Got it. Let's not rehash those political
problems
here. Right.
And then you've got the other side, too. So anyway, we're very concerned about what the listener support will be. And so we feel, that some of us feel, that this listener support level is too optimistic. Nevertheless, this is the budget that was passed. So there's that. And then I've spoken to the FCE things. I want to point out one other thing. It shows up best in our salary detail, which is on the salaries tab, which is toward the end. Let me just find it here. I'm almost there. Page 31, salaries tab. And if you need me to find it, let me just find it here online so that I'm telling you which row number I'd like you to look at. It's in the development section, and it's line number 75 where it says Fund Drive Pitching, and it's we're scheduled to... It's a small item, but it's an item that concerns us, and you'll understand why it concerns some of us. There's $1,500 scheduled to be paid in October for Fund Drive Pitching to former interim general manager. And the reason it concerns some of us is because we know that interim general manager is receiving severance at full levels from the national office through mid-November.
Question is to the ED and the CFO, is this something that can be talked about on the open stream?
Now, I'm always reluctant to talk about individuals on open stream.
If you could not, I mean,
right.
Take the
critique. Well, there's a payment.
Not,
there's a payment and there's a duplication of something that's going on in the national office that people wouldn't know about, perhaps even when they were making this budget up. People, meaning the people at the staff, the general manager, the business manager, the development director. But it concerns us that there's that kind of double dipping. So I'll stop there and let people ask questions, or LaVarne will pitch in, please. And
is LaVarne even here?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had a call. I have an election committee. I had a call for one of the people who's going to be on there. So
okay.
I had to go off for
Do you have anything to add before we go to Mark, who's first on the stack?
Yes, I would. This is LaVarne Williams. I totally support what the Marnie has done. As you see, the package that she's presented, it's very clear, let you know what's happening at the station. Marnie's put in a lot of work in working with the GM and the business manager, and hopefully that, you know, this package we can perhaps use as a format for the other stations so that we can clearly understand what the financial picture is. But as Marnie says, that, you know, we have concerns about listener support because of all of the issues that have been raised, that the budget that that was presented was also a group on the LSB that was, I guess, led by Brian Edwards Tigger. They and the staff met with Roy, and a lot of these changes are basically the things that they'd wished for. And at the LSB meeting, there were a number of people asking that we pass this budget. And just to tell you, in terms of the understanding, how people understand this budget, that one of the individuals on the board said, well, we were talking about in terms of the average fulfillment rate, and their point was that the fulfillment rate, although in 2005, it shows that we will eventually reach 90%. You know, not really understanding that you're talking about a fiscal year and funds that you receive in that fiscal year, and it will not reach 90% in fiscal 06. So I think what you have a lot is like a lot of people buying in on a budget without really understanding it. And that, you know, these concerns are very real. We understand that forecasting is not an exact science, except for Marty and I. And this is a real concern, and that we and I've lived through the BAI budget, the one that was presented, but did not reality. And you know, I'm just concerned about this happening with KFA. And just one other little point I want to make is that when we start talking about surpluses and who the surplus belong to and how does that work, you know, KFA since 1999, you know, they have worked really hard. People have, you know, except for the explosion in FTEs. But in terms of having a lot of excess funds and, like, doing a lot of things at the station, like the whole thing with the station, with the flooding, like all of that work, need to really a lot more engineering support need to be put in there in order to understand why there's flooding. You know, there's a lot of other things like carpeting to be done in the station, but those things are not done. And that results in our surplus. So, you know, by KFA, like, going on, you know, being very budget conscious and not spending the money, but then when it's accumulated, they would like to spend it at that time. But if the national office says, well, it's in the coffers, so therefore it belongs to us, and you don't have the ability to do that, I think very short-sighted, and actually it's not very, doesn't really promote any type of positive fundraising aspect that anyone would want to do at any station. So this is what we understand. When a station is like very budget conscious and have saved these funds and have put them aside, when we are actually at a point now where there's a general manager, those types of plans can be put in place to actually use that cash. You know, there should not be someone stating that this money now is in the coffers that does not belong to KPFA or to the foundation, or improving the facility, the building there, which belongs to the foundation. So, again, the concern is that the unpaid staff at KPFA and the non-union staff, that we're not really supporting them, particularly the unpaid staff, as who are the programmers who are on the air, who do great programming, and some of the top fundraisers in terms of the hours that they actually fundraise, that we're not supporting those people, and that's what we want. We want equitable application of resources at the station, and I don't think this budget really reflects that.
Okay, we have to go to, Mark is first on the stack, but I want to give you a time check that we've now used the entire half hour for the KPFA budget discussion. So we need to approve.
We have 7 minutes.
Seven more minutes?
Yes.
We have
Lonnie on the stack.
Oh, we have seven more minutes. Okay, so we'll have Mark and then Lonnie, and then I'm going to go. I've just gotten some emails from people listening to the conversation, specifically people from KPFA who want a couple of those issues addressed, so I'll raise those when I have my turn. Mark?
Okay.
By the way, after Mark goes, we'll probably need to extend time, so think about it, who wants to make that motion and how much time. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. First of all, I appreciate the reporting that we received from KPFA, and I'm even mostly in agreement with LaVarne.
Did we have a moment of silence?
Yeah, I'm wondering. But I do want to say, just as with KPFK, and I know I've said it before, but I want it on the record to get on the stream, that getting budgets to us this late in the game is really difficult for us to. I have not navigated KPFK's budget because, I didn't get it in time to do so. And that's one of the severe problems that we face on the National Finance Committee when we get budgets this late. It's just hard to talk about it. It's a quick, cursory glance. And, frankly, I think the network deserves a better look. Having said that, though, a question regarding the 50% requested quote waiver to be that 50% would be supplemented by pulling from prior year surplus. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, we got the money at the moment.
All right.
As
so once
Lonnie always says, it could disappear in a heartbeat.
So once again, we have this sort of what I call creative accounting. Some people wouldn't. I do. Where the operating budget for the year is not sufficient to generate 1 month's and maintain 1 month's reserve, and so therefore we have to go into prior years. When you dip into prior years, it's bad. When you're an individual,
no, Mark, they're adding to the surplus. It's not that it's not sufficient to maintain it. They're adding. They're just not adding an additional month.
That's right.
No, that's not go there.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that. Okay, again, my concern is that when you do that, is that you shouldn't do it as an individual, and you shouldn't do it as an organization. Now, getting to the FTE issue, I think that's a huge one, and I am not inclined to approve the budget as presented by KPFA. I think that the discipline needs to be established now with respect to its staffing problems. 65 cents out of every dollar going to pay salaries. You know, they tell you when you contribute to a charitable organization, if they spend more than 20 cents, 25 cents on their whole administrative, including salaries, that it's a sham and that you shouldn't contribute. Can you imagine if listeners understood that 65% of their dollars are going to support unions or salaries, salaried individuals, in a network that I thought was supposed to be fueled by volunteers and listeners? I'm really concerned about this trend, and it seems sometimes as though we're not operating KPFA, we're operating it to sort of maintain the salary thing, and that becomes the most important need. And that's the reason why we have the drives and the 64 days and whatever, is because we have to keep these people paid. Now, granted, you individuals are producing programming, I would assume, and other things of value, just as they are at other stations. It's just at other stations they do that for free. I don't know how we got to this situation, but I think that KPFA is on the wrong path here. And I think that it would be a serious disservice to our members if we were to approve the budget of any station with 65% of its allocation going to salaries. And my last question, then, therefore, is to Lonnie. The same I asked for KPFK. I guess the general manager was involved in this since we have a letter from him. My question is, what does the national office feel about this particular budget? And if you have problems, are you prepared to present an alternative budget?
This is Jane. I'd like to get on the stack.
This is Teresa. I'd like to hear the answer to that question.
Hold on. I dropped off. I'm sorry. So, Mark, you were done and you're asking Lonnie for a response?
Yeah.
He was next on the stack.
First of all,
Wait, before you do that, Lonnie, there's one other point apropos Mark's statement, which is, if Mark is saying, I don't want to vote to recommend, then there's a question of how any adjustments, if made, would possibly be made. But we have, so we'll have to have.
I could speak to that too.
Okay, well, go ahead, Lonnie, and then I'm next up.
Well, first of all, corrections.
Dave, I'd like to go on sex, Jane.
Okay, I'm sorry, I hadn't heard you. So, Dave, Teresa, Jane. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, just to clarify, the salary percentage for A, I've looked at these numbers, of course. It's 53%, and it's composed of total expenses. What is percent of salary? What percent is salary of total expenses? That's the question.
Now he wants to have listener support, I think. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah. That, I don't believe that's the proper way to do it. Because listener support, you want to know what percent of expenses. Either way, but I think expenses is a better way to do it.
Hey, I've got those numbers, too.
Yeah.
I disagree with you on that, but I understand. I think it's a percentage of listener. Now, I don't want to know what their allocation amongst their expense items. I want to know what percentage of listener support goes to salaries.
Yeah, well,
if that's what he's asking for, I think you should give him that percent.
Yeah, well, I'll do it right now. The total listener support is $3,570,000.
Are you disagreeing with the numbers in my spreadsheet? What's going on here?
No, we're talking
don't
about methodology.
My calculation.
Methodology, yeah. Business support for A, I've got it down. It's budgeted for $3,573,000.
That's right. Absolutely.
And what we want to know is what percent is salaries of that number.
It's on line 49.
And that, if you look at it that way, salaries are spent 66% of listener support is $3,573,000. Total salaries, if you go, it's the difference between whether you're going to sell salaries and related or whether you're using just gross salaries. So if you use just gross salaries, then get a slightly different percentage. So anyway, so 1.75 is gross out of 3573. The percentage that would be is 49%.
But as long as you're comparing apples to apples between the years and between the lines, the trend is still there.
I'm saying that, you know, in my 15-year financial history, the salaries for each year is there. If you look at that document,
sure.
15 years of graphs, it's 15 years of spreadsheets. Anyway, the answer to the question, just to be clear.
Please.
Yeah, there's just to be clear. You can see the salary history of all the stations in those spreadsheets. Anyway, listener support is $3,573,000. Now, what percent is gross salaries of that? Gross salaries is $1,745,000. So,
but I can ask you that, Lonnie. I included the entire, the associated benefits. I'm talking about what percentage is in the salaries, and that was 66%. So then my question is, if that is correct, and that includes the associated benefits that always go with salaries, are you concerned about that percentage? Do you recommend the passage of this budget?
All right. To answer the question, I am concerned about the salary trend. Yes. And had long discussions about it. I think that if you look at the GM report, what my recommendation for A is that the budget should not be accepted unless there is an 18-month plan that can get monitored, in this case by January, to deal with the long-term financial situation at A.
Where is that in the GM's report, Lonnie?
That's in my recommendation.
Oh, in your recommendation.
Yeah, that's my recommendation.
Okay.
I think that the budget... We should not pass the budget unless there is an accompanying 18-month plan to deal with that financial situation where you aren't depleting the resources of the station on a year-by-year basis. And that goal of that plan is to have the station produce its 1 month without dipping into savings. That's my recommendation. I think that'll be my recommendation at this committee.
Why 18
months? Can I get on the stack, please?
Yep.
Oh, because... A has some unknowns. They have a union negotiation contract that ends September 30th, and you're into a new negotiation cycle with that union. And there's some uncertainties there as to what it will cost. And secondarily, a lot of salary savings take a long time to accumulate. And so you need about a year and a half to do that because, you know, if you had massive layoffs and today, a lot of those folks have vacation time and a lot of... And you wouldn't save money, I don't think.
Never a proposal for massive layoffs. Let's not
overstate. Even if you were to do that, you know, and I'm not recommending.
It was never planned. It was never proposed in the 5 versions of the budget that LaVarne and I received.
Yeah, well, what I'm just saying, the question was,
what would be my recommendation? And here's my recommendation. My recommendation is that the budget be passed as it is, because this budget, the revenue makes sense to me. The salary, the number of FTEs does not, but I also am clear that to tackle the FTE issue takes time, and I think 12 to 18 months in a union environment with a new contract needing to be negotiated will take that kind of time. What you want to know, the station has a plan to fix the problem, and that's what has to be part of this budget.
I'd like to say that there, I have.
Wait, Marnie,
I have no confidence that there's any.
Marnie, we're going to take the stack, and we'll come to you if you want to be on the stack. But if we do it this way, we won't get through everyone's comments. Is that all right?
We need a motion to amend time.
Yes, we do.